WSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence making landfall in North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of the storm is hitting Wilmington, North Carolina. Sustained winds 90 miles an hour, life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic freshwater flooding, and rainfall measured in feet, the major concerns. Over 300,000 people are already without power in North Carolina. North of Boston, fires and dozens of explosions reported at homes and businesses. Apparently an overpressurized gas line may be to blame. North Andover Town Manager Andrew Mailer.
We do not yet have a timeline. People should expect this is going to be a while before they're going to be able to return to their home.
Authorities say some people were injured, but they haven't released specific figures. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort reportedly has reached a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. Reports are the deal will be announced in court today. It's not yet known whether Manafort will be cooperating with investigators as part of it. Elizabeth Smart says she is shocked to hear that one of her abusers is about to be released from prison. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Elizabeth Smart pleaded Thursday with authorities in Utah to reconsider releasing one of her kidnappers, 64-year-old Wanda Barzi.
Do I believe that she is dangerous? Yes. But not just to me. I believe that she is a danger and a threat to any vulnerable person in our community, which is why our community should be worried.
Smart was held captive for 9 months in 2002 when she was just 14 and repeatedly raped by Barzi's husband, Brian David Mitchell.
Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire again forced a brief shutdown yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act.
General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways. Nixon, the actress known for her role on Sex and the City, also poked fun at Cuomo's having spent millions on TV ads, saying he didn't underestimate her campaign, as evidenced by his spending. SpaceX is planning to send someone on a trip around the moon on the company's huge new Big Falcon rocket. The company says it will reveal who their first customer will be and why on Monday. It's still unclear when exactly the trip around the moon is going to happen. Last year, CEO Elon Musk said the BFR is essentially a combination of a rocket and a spaceship designed to send humans to the moon as well as maybe Mars. And the world's richest man is donating $2 billion with a B dollars to help homeless families and also to create non-profit preschools. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announcing he and his wife are launching the Bezos Day One Fund. Bezos, the world's richest man with a personal fortune of over $163.8 billion at last check. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.